Who are you supposed to be? Don't give me that shit. You've been out here banging on the door. You are going to bring every fucking corporate drone in this place right to our doorstep. If you're here for a job, I think you might have read the part where it was discreet. Oh, you're... I actually do recognize you from the description you gave. What's the password? All right. Get in here. Now, come on, let's go. Oh my god. You hackers always bring so much fucking gear. Now I know you're looking around this place and thinking that it ain't much, but it's what we've got. Oh, this. This is my lady friend. She's my favorite. Don't you worry about that, sweet cakes. She and I get along real nice. Now, I think you're supposed to set up over there. Not exactly my expertise, though. I don't know if you could tell by the way I'm dressed and the way I'm armed. You guys deal in cyberspace, that fantastical, get lost in it bullshit. I've seen so many people fry on the other end of those damn terminals. I'll stick to meat space, thank you very much. Oh, you like my enhancements? Oh, fuck you. You have to do this to stay ahead now. If I didn't need this fucking metal in me, I wouldn't have it. I don't like technology. I certainly feel like I was born in the wrong era, but I made the best of it. People always rely on guns. Now, don't get me wrong, I do have one of those for less savory times. But I like her. I think you'll come to like her too. She's mighty helpful. The rest of them are still out gathering intel. No, you can't get it from here. Listen, Brainiac, not all the intel that you want is in cyberspace. No, some of it is still hard copy. Did you know people have been reverting? Quite a bit, in fact. People are starting to use printers now, store things in files and filing cabinets. Hell, I didn't even know what these things were until I saw some pictures of them, and even now I'm still not sure if they're real. It's these little flimsies. It's like two pieces of paper, and they stick up, and then you put other pieces of paper inside them. And then they go into the cabinet, is what they were telling me that it was called. It's arcane. I can't believe anybody ever used it, if they ever did. It's still a point of contention, apparently. Personally, I just prefer to get my hands dirty. But it does comfort me to know that there is some space left in this world for things that aren't computers. So, you have to forgive me for not being too broken up that I can't just find everything in cyberspace. Berlin is fucked up enough as it is. It doesn't need any more shit. Well, it's one of the only remaining free city-states. There really wasn't much else to the decision. Other places are mostly gone now. We used to have Boston. We don't really anymore. We kind of lost Boston when the megacorps started to move in. At first it was, you know, a tax break, and then it was direct deals with the government, and then it wasn't really a government anymore. It was just a body of hacks. People who want to exchange liberty for a better bottom line. But that's where you and I come in. Well, and our friends when they get back. We're going to rip them off. We're not going to give to the poor, unless you mean ourselves, in which case I suppose we are. What was that called? Robin Hood? Sounds right. Yeah, we're not good guys. But neither are they, and that's the thing worth remembering. But you better not get caught in there. I've seen some incredible traps spring from cyberspace, buddy. I hope you are good. Otherwise, I'm going to have a harder time doing my job, and my job is difficult enough as it is, because unlike you fucking dweebs, I have to actually train and work to do my part of this. Oh, it's much harder. You wouldn't understand, so I won't try to make you understand, but believe you me, you wouldn't want to be in my line of work. For what I do, I'm old. Old and wise, experienced. Not many people make it this far. Not as a street samurai. Because it's deadly. Because it's dangerous in ways that being a hacker isn't. Maybe you could get away. Maybe you could stage an escape. But if I falter, I'm in the front lines. I'm just gonna die. Though luckily, this operation will be done mostly from the shadows. These corporations are too big for head-on attacks. We're not going to get anywhere that way. So let's talk about your skill set. You need to be able to do some cyber lock picking. I hope you're good at that. Like, very good. Because you're the linchpin of this particular part of the operation. We needed you. Because the first lock that we have to get through is a cyber lock. We don't know anybody who can break through it, and the physical part of the wall is impenetrable, it seems like. We have a lot of ordnance, but it won't be enough. Well, personally, I'd rather not get geeked trying to find out how much ordnance we need to blow open the wall. Not that it would help too much. It would make so much noise that it would send all those fucking wage slaves right at us. Think about it. We need to do this nice and quiet, at least for a little while. Once my turn's up, well, then it'll get a little noisier. Then again, she's an awfully quiet mistress sometimes. I might be able to make that stealthy too. You came all this way to ask what we're stealing. How could you not know? The company that we're breaking into, this megacorp, basically makes all of its money selling its services to other megacorps. It's got the master key, the cryptographic solution to everything. Everyone relies on this company. They claim that there is no master key, that they don't have special access to all of the information. Bullshit. You always need a backup plan. It just has to be a remarkably safe backup plan. But here's the thing. I've had a couple guys on the inside. Somehow, some people are able to actually retire peacefully, believe it or not. Buy him a few drinks, their tongues get looser. He tells me that there is a key. It really exists, but that's the thing. That's how they kept it secure. It's a physical key. Not only does it have a specific shape and function in the way that it turns in the lock, but it also has an incredibly strong cryptographic key baked right into it, and it's salted, hashed. Nothing could ever calculate the key. It would take eons, beyond the life of the universe, certainly. He used some term. I don't remember what it was. It was something in the range of 20 trillion bit key. Yeah, sounded like a lot. So, unless you have infinite resources, which will require infinite energy, I don't think we're going to get anywhere that way. We're not going to be able to brute force it. This, my friend, is where meat space comes in handy. We're going to get that key. And we're going to sell it to the highest bidder. Not just because we want the money, but because we'd like to destabilize the megacorp economy. Ah, I think our friends have arrived. But you might want to step back. Friends become enemies quite quickly in this business.